RadioMD.com. Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
Yeah, and I was just thinking about prostate stones. Did you know that men can develop prostate stones just like they can kidney stones or bone spurs? Actually, any and every ductless gland can create a stone. At least that's what a Russian doctor told me at one of my lectures when I was talking about prostate stones. He said every gland can develop one. Now, you may not know that the prostate develops stones, but it does. And here's why. One of the roles of the prostate gland is to create prosthetic fluid. And what the prostate fluid does, it's rich in calcium for two fundamental reasons. One, prior to semen being ejaculated into the vagina, prostate fluid goes in, rich in calcium. And that is on one level to neutralize the acidity of the vagina, or lower, it doesn't neutralize it, but lowers it so that that acidic environment will not kill the sperm. Secondarily, what it does is sperm actually uses calcium to increase their motility. So it actually helps them to be better swimmers with a greater chance of impregnating a woman. Now, one of the things that happens with a prostate, and by the way, I have to say, I honestly think that the design is ill-conceived. I have no idea what the creator was thinking, unless it was the female aspect, because I do believe that the creator is both male and female, has to be whole and complete. So I think that the female aspect was getting even for women that have to go through a painful childbirth, because with us guys, by the time you're 50, 50% of the men will have a swollen prostate. By 60, 60%. By 70, 70%. You see where this is going? The older we get, the greater the chances we're going to have an inflamed prostate, which makes voiding extremely difficult. Like I said, poor design. So the question comes up, now, maybe the design was perfect in its initial conception, and we, through our diets, have made it a bad deal. So here's the thing. Your prostate, first and foremost, requires zinc. It is, I believe, the largest gland in your body with the great, not large in size, but with the most amount of zinc stored in it for its use, because you need zinc, my God, for so many different things, for reproduction. So you need it for sperm. You need it for taste. You need it for smell. You need it for your immune system. You need it for your skin. So you can begin to see zinc is essential. And most people, unfortunately, and you may be one of them, taking saw palmetto for the prostate. Now, saw palmetto is fabulous. However, the way that it works is that it blocks prostaglandins from creating an inflamed response in the prostate. So that raises the question about inflammation. What is the role of inflammation? Well, the short answer is it's to wake you up. It's to make you pay attention to what's going on in your body. If you don't have inflammation to the point of discomfort, you don't know there's an issue. And that issue will continue to grow and develop until you become aware of it. This is why, you know, I really get a kick out of people who will come to a health food store, because I used to own a health food store. Even when I owned still have the company, I still like to keep working with people, doing consults, and sometimes I like to be on the floor helping people. Well, people come in, and they're always looking to alleviate a symptom. And in this case, they're always getting saw palmetto. And like I said, it blocks the body from creating an inflamed response. You need to deal with inflammation. I know where I was going before. And that is, let's say as an example, somebody will come to me and say, my arthritis is killing me. And I'll give them a bottle of such and such and say to them, look, within 3 weeks' time, you should be feeling great. Well, they'll come back in a couple of days with one of two statements. Either, oh my God, thank you, this is fabulous, I already feel better, I don't even have to wait the 3 weeks, I have, you know, I'm not so stiff in the morning when I get up, et cetera, et cetera. The other is, it's not working. Well, it takes a long time to get sick. Not with a cold and a flu, but even there it takes time because the bacteria has to enter into the system. In terms of a virus, what it will do is invade a cell, replicate itself, and now you're really sick. With a bacteria, similar kind of a transaction, you're getting really sick. So you don't know you're getting sick until you have that. You know, if it's a cold, you've got that stick at the back of your throat. Maybe your nose is beginning to run. Maybe you're beginning to cough. But these are signs that let you know something is amiss, and that the signs do not manifest until a certain amount of time has progressed. And the only reason I use the word time, because the reality is it's only a matter of till the bacteria or the viruses get to a particular level that now the immune system is overwhelmed and the body is dealing with it, and not necessarily from a position of strength. That therein lies the problem. So by not nourishing the prostate gland, you end up doing yourself a disservice. It becomes inflamed, and then you find yourself having difficulty urinating, or you end up getting up 2-3 times during the night. The best way to deal with this is a separate zinc supplement. First off, take a look at the multi that you're taking, and hopefully you're doing a high potency multiple. So maybe you're getting 5, 10, maybe even 15 milligrams of zinc. You may want to complement that with another 15 milligrams of zinc so that you're bringing in around 30 milligrams on a daily basis. That will begin the nourishing process. And remember, everything in your body, except your mind, and I'm not sure about that, but everything, and I'll tell you why I said that, but everything in your body seeks balance and harmony. Your mind is affected by marketing and advertising and the concepts you maintain in your subconscious mind. What your mind does is it actually operates your brain. And to drive that point home, think about the last time a police car pulled up behind you with its lights on. Your heart started to race. Your adrenal glands secreted adrenaline. Maybe you got nauseous in your stomach. Sight and sound create biochemical changes in your body based on how you respond to what you are seeing and what you are hearing. So your mind controls your brain. Your brain, in turn, controls and affects your body. So keep yourself in excellent health by doing a high-potency multi and a high-potency multi-mineral. If your multi doesn't have it, then get yourself a separate multi-mineral that you take at night and seek to get around 30 milligrams of zinc. It is the key nutrient for a healthy prostate gland. You've been listening to Michael Schwartz on Radio MD. Stay well.